Mech's magnetic feet carried him up the side of the scout ship and onto what was currently its roof. He could have used the same method to carry Cal up there earlier, of course, and saved all those problems with him hitting the hull, then falling backwards into the snow, but where would the fun have been in that? The currently untitled hovered overhead, its tow beam projector primed and ready to fire. First, though, Mech had to warn Cal and the kids and make sure everyone was safely strapped in. Traveling in a ship flown by Lauren was a health hazard at the best of times. Traveling in a ship being pulled through space behind a ship flown by Lauren was likely to be even more so. Still, he was sure Cal wouldn't mind staying with the scouts for the trip. Hell, the man was practically a child himself. They were probably getting along like a house on fire. Mech arrived at the hatch and looked down. Cal stood in the middle of a circle of semi-conscious children, the gloves of his spacesuit clenched into fists. He looked up and met the wide-eyed, slack-jawed stare of Mech looking down.
Oh, hey.
Cal gave the cyborg a wave. He regarded the carnage around him, then raised his head again.
This totally isn't what it looks like.
You mean like you just kicked shiz out of 26 kids?
Cal looked down again.
Oh, right. Then, yeah, it totally is what it looks like.
One of the scouts sat up, bending at the middle like a vampire rising from the grave. Cal floored the boy with a right cross. He gave his hand a shake and flexed his fingers, then raised his eyes to the hatch again.
Now get me the funk out of here before they all wake up.